about that time. Hope you tuned in as we go live. Got bad gal, Tanya, Georgie, and Skyline. Black, hold it down for the guys. So get some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these blessings, all facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, and follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's another Sunday. The whole team is in the building. It's your boy Handsome Lahead. Everybody introduce themselves real quick.
Y'all already know Black Success. Y'all already know what it is. 2940, 29 Zombie, Coney Island. What up?
Your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's everybody's favorite immigrant, by Gail Tanya. I'm in the building.
And today we got a special guest, you know. Introduce yourself, sir.
What up, Mr. Commodore, a.k.a. Fresh Out.
Ain't nothing to go back.
Ain't nothing to go back.
He in the building chopping it up with us today. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump into these topics, though. You know, the first topic we're going to touch on this term, like ride or die.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Everybody's a rider. Ride or die.
Why I gotta die, though?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Come with the package.
You know what I'm saying?
Package deal.
All right, the term ride or die is like the vow for better or for worse. Everyone's down until it's worse or the time to die. Why is that? Why are you ready to jump shit when it's time to die?
You just said it, motherfucker.
Okay. So
you
gotta die. Like, why you gotta die?
I don't think I've ever like really used the term like I'm a ride or die, because I'm really not a ride or die. Depends on who you are. Like, dead ass. Like, it depends on who you are. Like,
that's,
you know,
honest.
It's that's honest. But it's dudes honest. Out there that no, old chicks that just, they're not doing what they're supposed to do and they're just doing dumb shit. So I'm supposed to ride or die for that because I love you? Hell no.
I just want you to know, Danny just extended her singleism. It extended with that.
It's getting cold, Daddy. She can't do that.
Nah. Yeah, I ain't ride or die.
I'm saying. Your inbox will be flooded today. I'll tell you that.
Fuck. Right. I don't care. Like,
that's crazy. Nah.
I'm Call riding. It what you want.
I'm riding, I'm dying.
You dying?
I'm dying. I'm taking that bullet.
You just said you
ride or die for
die.
My two kids.
I was just saying, that rhetorical. But
life.
Listen,
because I don't leave. Like,
nah, yeah. Listen, but I mean, you're not running into them. But I've had situations, I've been in situations where it was getting hot and everybody was trying to run. I was like, yo, where the hell y'all going? Like, if you're my friend and I consider you a friend or a kid or my boyfriend, whoever, or family, I write that for my family, my close friends, and my boyfriend. I don't care, you know. And if shit gets hot, I am there. I am not running, because if I run, I turn my back. God knows what happened to you, and I can never live with myself for that. So I had to face it. I've had situations where there was a guy. I was in the Veer, and if you're from Brooklyn, you know what a Veer is. I was in the Veer. And there was guys fresh out of jail. It was me and my best
fresh
friend.
Fresh out, nigga.
can you explain what's a Veer?
The Van de Veer. I know the project.
So she said, "Was you from? You don't know what it is, but she didn't.
If you don't know, you don't know.
He's not
you
from know Brooklyn.
Cool kids. So you know, we were in there. This guy was just fresh out. You know, the Veer is hood as shit. And then we were in this party. A guy was trying to push up on my best friend. The same guy was fresh out. He was pushing up on her.
Fresh out. Was not shit. Stop talking about being in a situation. Like, that's okay. All
right. So he pushing up on her, and then she was like, "Yo," she's like, "No, I'm good. I'm good." And then he was like, he was basically like trying to rough her up. Like, "Oh, you gotta talk to me." I stepped in. I was like, "She said she's not good. She's good." Then he was like, "Come in my face. I'ma shoot." Then I was like, "Nigga, shoot me."
Damn.
Everybody girls like, "Makisha, he will really shoot you. Just so you know. Just so you know.
I ain't doing
he will really shoot you."
Sorry, she's definitely
but that's how I am. Like, I'm not gonna pussy out. I don't care who the fuck you are. If you're gonna shoot me, I'm gonna take the bullet. That's that. And my best friend be like, yo, I love you so much. Like, you were really about to take a bullet for me. That like the guys who would actually escort us out that night, but he was in my face like, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm like, nigga, shoot the fuck out of me. And my dad got me like that. Cause my dad's a Makisha. Remember, a gun is an offensive weapon, not a defensive weapon. So somebody could have a gun and still not injure you if you know how to do. I know how to like run away from somebody shooting or whatever. So I was never afraid of guns to some extent. So I have that in me. I could never.
Explain this runaway.
If somebody's shooting at you, you don't run a straight line. You run zigzag.
See, I'm not even so thinking about that.
Hold on, time out.
Hood let me people just, don't think
are
like
you the, are you the lady that killed the she nigga in Belly that jumped off the
Question. Let me tell you how this gun thing works.
Yeah.
So, there's no...
There's no zigzag.
He not run. He not run. Never run.
There's no one bullet gun. So there's no zigzag.
I'm just saying, but I don't care. I am not saying I love you. I am not saying I love him. I'm saying I support you. Shit get hot and I run away from you. That's the most pussy shit ever. No. I'm facing fire with you. That's how I feel about it.
That's not pussy. That's smart. Because for me, I shouldn't even be in a situation like... If you fuck with me, you shouldn't even put me in a situation like that where I gotta determine whether I'm gonna ride or die for you. That's just how I feel.
But she didn't do it though. It was somebody pressing her.
But I understand that. Right. But that's a situation.
Let me just touch on this topic real quick. You know what I'm saying? Y'all chicks be going off.
Niggas didn't say nothing yet. We over here like that. Watching two go. You ride or die?
Certain people. It gotta be certain people. My mom's. A girl, like, you know what I'm saying, it's ride or die. Like, we find it, we ask questions later. Yeah, we don't even care. Like, because you already know your moms and your grand coming to you, they be like, yo, something happened.
My mom's coming to me on some bullshit. See? I'm gonna have that. I'm not dying.
But they dying. Fuck you, mama. What you did that one? Like, what you did?
You gotta take that one, freak. I ain't.
They gotta ask 10 questions for what happened.
Sorry, mama.
Exactly.
For what happened? For what happened?
I know you.
Yeah.
I know you. I know you. You talking that shit.
I know you.
You were some people. What happened?
Yo. Exactly. Nah, I know you. So what you do?
I'm gonna call him and we gonna.
That's some pussy shit too on the low. That's how you nigga not trying to get involved.
You gotta be scared. You got pussy shit. You gotta be scared because you wanna live.
Exactly.
You can't be like her and just jump in front of a gun like shoot me. No,
I'll be out in Coney Island. She got shot.
What happened to Tanya?
Boy, she was calling me. She was trying to blame someone. Everybody loved that. She had all the wigs. She was such a good girl. Black, she can do the dirty wine with the look in the back.
Black, you riding that?
Yeah, I'm riding, mind you. I'm riding. It's just in
you're
my.
You not dying?
It's just in. It's in my shit. I have to. I mean, riding come with dying.
Listen, when I was 15, 16, maybe. But when you become a parent and shit like that, and you start thinking differently, it's just like you gotta pick and choose your battles.
For some people, it become their DNA. I don't think it's for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, it's not. I got a very small circle of people that I'm fucking with. I know if they call me. Is nothing to talk about. I'm not questioning, asking. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just getting what I'm getting, and I'm going where I'm going. Because I know that person is official. Like, you know what I mean? I got people that's official. I got people that I'll go there and hold you down to see what you're going to do. You know what I mean? It's different levels of riding.
I'm going to show up, but because
some people, y'all. Listen, it's some people that abuse you being that kind of dude. So some people, yo, black, and they in the background waiting on you to move.
Behind you, took the shot. Told you, you're not gonna use me.
Like, you understand? I gotta see what you're gonna do. Now listen, if you on it, because you might be in a club, you might be dancing, and nigga might come up to your son. Niggas over there fronting. Word. I bet we over there. Now you go over there. He waiting on you to pop it off. You just said they were fronting. The fuck you doing waiting on me?
I'm still about to follow up, God.
What you
somebody asked what happened to your 2-9s. Somebody just asked what happened to your 2-9s.
Listen, the 2-9s on the 2-9. It's around, baby. You know what I mean? But that's what it is. I think it's different levels of ride or die, and you know, it's different levels for different people. Mm-hmm. Some people, you just care about them. You want to make sure they're going to be safe and that they don't get their ass fully whipped. If some people, you'll let them get the one on. They might lose the fight, and once they get on the floor, you're going to break it up. Yo, chill. Mm-hmm. So he on the floor. You're going to break it up. You don't want to see him get totally fucked up. You understand? Mm-hmm. That's a different level of ride or die. You know, but, it don't always mean you're going
to
die.
But also, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be literal, you know, ride or die. Like, if this situation comes up, I'm there. If you need me to hold you down, I'm there. If something happens in your life, in your school, in your situation, I'm there for you. Without questioning it.
You just what I said.
Somebody said, I'm not riding down for the white broke. That's true. That's right. Don't ride down. Nobody got no money, B. They definitely got all the problems.
Funerals is expensive?
I got insurance.
Me too.
We'll be fine. Listen, if you're a troublemaker all the time, and I know, or you just finding your way into shit, I'm not helping you. I don't care.
It's different levels though, because some people can't handle their fucking liquor too.
Yeah.
If liquor's involved, you know, hand it to courage.
Some people can't handle their liquor. I mean, my family, I'm there. Shit, right?
All right, fuck out of here, niggas are getting murdered. You say that? You say that? That's a different level of shit
right there.
Yo, my dude, listen.
Drinking a bitch child today. Sunday, we here.
But like, it depends on what you say, because it changed the whole temperature of the room. Mm-hmm. So now you get the handy, and you might say something you wouldn't regularly say.
I know.
Yo, niggas to die, niggas get shot. Niggas get
Everybody wanna fight. Nobody plays dick. I'm a girl and I don't play dick jokes.
For different people, like, the dick means my saying
you can't
that.
I don't care. If I'm a girl, you can't tell me to suck your dick. Because I'm a good save, it, black. Good save.
It
good
means
save.
Different things for different people.
That's the ultimate you trying to fight.
For me, I've never been to jail. But I'm still not playing those games. You're not gonna throw the Frank at me. Definitely not publicly. You're not gonna do that. You know what I mean?
You
without
you
different
hot, you
things
sweating,
happening.
You got
you
the ball the out.
It is
hot.
It's heat. It's the brown holy water coming into it.
This nigga hot now.
Seeping through his body already.
You
know what
I mean? You got to pop it off. If somebody throw the Frank at you publicly,
you got
my dick, son. What? You got
now you gotta fight. That's an automatic fight.
In front of your shorty?
That's an automatic fight.
I gotta slam you, son. Yeah, like, you gotta go up top, boy. All the time.
Every single time.
If they throw the Frank, bro.
You with your kid. It's you and your kid. And somebody just like start wilding and tell you to suck their dick. And you, it's just you and your kid.
I know my kid understands that. I'm popping it off. Cause my kid ain't got respect.
My father would.
My kid ain't got respect.
My father would. You might say some shit to him. You definitely would.
Commodore told you fucking. Then you ain't do nothing with Commodore. Then they hold it. Put the whole chips and dip in his face.
My kid sometimes got to be like, yo, daddy, you soft. I'm soft. That's right. Whatever. Fuck you up, go. Fuck you up, my nigga. Fuck you up, though, my nigga. Fuck you up, though, my nigga. Yeah. Fuck you up, though, my nigga. He got away that day, nigga. You right here.
Today I got time. Today I got time, cuz.
Today I got time.
I got some chill shit. Today I got time, cuz.
You coming out your clothes. What is that?
You got outside. Look at your best buddy. You got the dog going. Walking for you. You said you said something.
My dog is saying to repeat on the day. He never get this out of the pocket. Now he's taking off the hat.
Different things going on, man. Part of the jewels. Yeah, what y'all said? That's a good. He said, "Loop that."
Yeah, he's mad annoying.
All right, women faster to exit a situation due to it being worse. Oh, man.
What? What you just? No more Henny.
No, I said, are women faster to exit a situation, like when it gets worse, or men?
Woman. Women are definitely faster to leave.
Women go find.
Hell yeah.
Women are definitely faster to leave.
Hell yeah.
Because most women usually say that they're ride or die, say for better or worse. They don't really mean that shit. They hope that day really don't come. And they show you examples of that all the time.
There you go.
Movies like Pursuit of Happiness. He was an entrepreneur.
Yeah, she was out.
Now, I mean, she was gone. How you lose interest? Nothing changed. He's the same dude, same body, same smile, same humor. He's just struggling.
Insecure.
He's struggling to get there.
Insecure.
He was struggling to get there.
Issa cheated.
Yeah, she
and blamed it on him.
Never say shit about Issa. Like, you know what I mean? Started the whole bullshit.
Issa's a hoe. That's why I don't trust girls that really watch
can't
it.
Stand Issa.
If you make sure you watch it,
it don't matter.
I'm dedicated. But I'm saying,
you watch that shit to watch us.
If you make it your business,
watch us. That's good for your ass. That's why
I be cheering on Lawrence and shit.
Out here sucking dick.
I watch Insecure. Y'all should be proud of me.
Yes, he did. Yeah, so what you got? That's your life.
You fucking bitch.
He's some kitchen.
Yo, you wild, son. Put out on a shirt.
Come on a shirt.
It's some Makisha.
Well, he's some Makisha.
Men or women, what do y'all think break out faster?
That's a tricky question.
It is.
Because, bust it. You could be in a relationship for like a
wait, did you just say bust it?
Bust it. Run around. You know where I'm from. Check it. Bust it. Check it.
Go ahead, you
watch
got
how
it.
I flip it. Yo, so like.
Yeah.
You could be in a long-term relationship, right? Uh-huh. And it could be over. Like, say you're in a relationship for like 10 years. The relationship could have been over like 6 years, like 6 years
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And you still with this person, and sometimes people are just in a relationship for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared to leave and try new things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like nobody's leaving.
So who get the heart to leave first, a man or a woman?
It's like who's leaving first?
Y'all both ain't nobody leaving. That rent is expensive as fuck.
Rent, that's a fact. You might be living some type of way. You know, the nigga might be paying the bills. She might be doing something. The nigga might be like living for free. Niggas be homeless. Niggas be like, yeah, I can't stand this bitch, but I got nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it be like that sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like,
niggas be living together and don't be in relationships.
I know a lot of chicks, they get cheated on one time. I'm out. I know a lot of dudes, they get cheated on one time. I'm out. I know chicks that get cheated on 1,000 times. They just be like, I ain't going nowhere.
Cause she cheating too,
and they just chilling. They like,
why you
they
mad
have
though?
To be together, like it's how it works. You know what I'm saying? That's so that's a tricky question.
That's a
like,
big fact.
It's a tricky question. You got to find the person that you really want to be with, that want to be with you the same
question,
way.
I
like,
just blame women.
Y'all blame women for everything.
Women,
y'all ain't
women
shit.
Always quit, like
because a man is a man. A man is gonna go. A man is gonna go through those stages with you.
Women, you men are strong.
You got no. Whoa. No, women are strong. Let's be clear. The thing
y'all
is, don't give me
and stuff.
Exactly. We carry kids for 9 months. Yeah, like y'all can't do that. Right. Y'all can't even take any pain.
He gets shot every day.
Y'all can't take pain.
He gets shot every day. Women get shot every day. No. Y'all trying to shoot back for no reason. I'll
say
back with y'all right here. He gets shot, my nigga. We taking 9 or better.
Cops are beating us up these days. Cops are beating us up these days.
Body slammed off because y'all don't want to get off the other girl. That's about it. He gets shot.
Nah, but y'all gotta understand. To me. I think guys would cheat faster, and that's their way out. They might not physically leave, but I think they will just go out and try to find whatever
liar,
it is they're missing
first.
No, I'm not a liar.
Well,
no.
You are right now.
She got multiple personalities.
I do, though.
Jekyll's a
house. I do, though.
This is our prince right here.
Georgie's the nice one. Danny's not so nice. But I just think that you guys, y'all will step out first. Y'all might not physically leave, but y'all will step out and get whatever y'all need to get, and y'all be waiting for us to leave. That's what I think. I think y'all don't be wanting to make those moves, and y'all don't want to say it's over. So it's kind of like y'all do things to make us say that it's over.
You think we'd rather be the dumpy than the dumper?
Yes.
That's a child.
Yeah,
because
then y'all could use it against us and be like, but you did this and you did that.
If you see, it's different levels of this ride or die shit and who would.
Why you still talk about ride or die? We're not talking about ride or die.
It's still under the same umbrella.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. If a dude loses job, like your man Lawrence, you feel me?
Good brother.
A chick could probably rub your shoulders, give you the yeah, baby, think I'm gonna be out. She gonna do that for the first 3 weeks, nigga. Let a month go by, 2 months. Now she gotta take care of everything on her own while you trying to get back on. Dumb chicks get tired. And if you know something about some of these chicks, they are so quick to regurgitate. They are so quick. Your face too. That's what regurgitate means. So they are so quick.
That was a real Pootie Tang moment just now.
They are so quick to tell you what it is. And, oh, I did this. I've been paying the cable for since January. That's why they end up exiting.
Like, yeah. What was regurgitating for? Yeah.
But when you bring up old shit. But you can't always say that though, because if you put in the effort, you lose your job. Your girl, ride or die, whatever. Your girl's gonna stick by you, try to motivate you to get back on your feet, whatever, help you as best as she can. If you're putting in the effort to try to get back on your feet, I don't feel like a woman will hold that against you. I feel like it's when you get lazy and she starts taking on all the responsibilities and it's like, I'm doing all of this and you sitting here doing, you ain't doing shit. That's when she get upset.
To get a quality job right now takes 6 months to a year.
And that's fine. But if you putting in that effort from 6 months to a year, it's nothing that she could say about that. If she sees you working.
This is just what Lai was saying about the ride or die. It's easy to say it when it's not happening. Once he loses his job and you know you got to take care of everything for 6 months or a year, you'll get tired. His farts start to stink a little bit more. You feel me? His little ways start to irritate you a little bit more. It just does.
Okay.
Because you're taking care of everything. This is what men are tired of because men take care of everything for years.
He doing something. He active. He cool on his lunch break. While he home playing PlayStation.
This is playing PlayStation,
I'm gonna have something to say.
What are you doing? Yes, you can, because I would be on the computer all day. Let's flip it. This is why men be getting mad, and you could tell me if I'm wrong or not. Men be getting mad because sometimes we are the guys taking care of everything. And now the chick act like she's too lazy to go to the gym or something, to bust a little sit up. Now she got the muffin top. Tanya,
Ask me though.
Let me know.
I got like 10 jobs. You can't make it to the gym.
That's a fact.
She's a hustler.
Anyway, for me, I say, in all honesty, in this generation, I'm jumping my ass for it, women leave faster. Because now, how are women truly feeling the weight of what it is to carry hoes? Because they bitches now volunteer to run the entire house now. They got the degree and the good jobs now. They do everything themselves and they so proud to do it. But that shit is a heavy weight, you know. And when you have a man in your life who's helping you, it's good. But once that, if anything happens to me, falls off, and you really and truly feel all that weight, you start looking at him like, were you supposed to be helping me? And it's the supposed to part that makes them try to pull out faster, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. And it's kind of like, well, after you get to 30, it's like, I don't want nobody wasting my time. So, yeah, I understand you're going through a bad break. I know how long your break going to be, but I ain't really trying to wait it out. It could be 6 months, and that's fine. But if your break is 2 years, I don't know how I feel about having a grown-ass kid being taken care of for 2 years, because that's how you turn into in her head. Because I've had situations with girls who had their boyfriends lose their jobs reach out to me. He's like, Tani, he's a kid. I know he's trying, but shit ain't changing fast enough for me. You know, I'm really carrying the weight. I got my kid or whatever, whatever, and he's a grown ass man and he's not pulling his weight the way he normally did. So it's like,
a brick or something after 2 years.
I mean, granted, two years is a long time. But I mean, he's hustling, he's making money, but it's not the money he used to make. So if you're a cousin to a man who brings in 150 grand, he goes down to 50 grand, your lifestyle takes a big shift. And it's a shift in lifestyle a lot of people can't deal with. It's like, yeah, I'll custom get a certain amount of gifts, somebody trips or whatever, a year. And it goes down. So it's like, yeah, I'm not accustomed to that. I'd rather go by myself, meet my kid, be by myself, and live comfortably and find another nigga that's already established. I'm not going to build with that nigga because I don't need to build a nigga.
That's cool and all, you know, but that's a bad mindset. And I definitely want to comment on it, Charmin. But before you, Charmin, I want to say that
China.
Yeah, chime in. Sorry. I don't know why I'm saying charm. But before he chime in, I want to say that.
Let's read the dictionary. This thing's going to come around. Charm. What are you doing about tissue? Oh, charm, man. Yeah, charm. Stick
it in. Yo, like a lot of times I feel like women sometimes fuck the package up just by, like, it's some things that you say to dudes that just, like, duh, you're not building him up when he's down, dude. Like, you can't tell me, oh, you're not doing this. It's been 2 years. Like, yo, dog, you got to build a motherfucker up.
I see you doing somebody's down is kick. Do men build their women up?
All the time.
Compared to somebody.
You got the titties, though. Somebody bought you titties.
Not yet.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Next one.
Come on. Maybe next one. For me, women leave faster. Women leave this day and time. Women leave faster. Women, I'm not saying I'm not going against my women, but
what you think about this?
I don't. Oh, I answered the question, but you talking about what you?
What you think about women? Women like putting men down, and you know, and then expecting him to somehow become Superman.
There's a lot of ungrateful women out there. They feel like everything should land on their lap. They feel like they should go fuck with a nigga that's established, and they ain't got shit established themselves also.
I know there's men like that too. I literally know somebody right now. A lot of men who are living over women now.
It's about time.
You need your 40 acres in the mule. Now we outnumbered today. Jesus Christ. Y'all outnumbered and y'all loud. The fuck?
It's about time.
We loud.
Who outnumbered? Ain't no.
It's 3 and 2.
It don't mean nothing.
But it's about time. I took the boat.
Oh, we good. We're good.
I'm in the middle. Look, you see where I'm at. I'm in the middle.
But I know somebody literally right now who's in whose girl left him. Mind you, before they broke up, this guy took care of every single thing. She had to spend a fucking penny. Mm-hmm. He lost his job and he was actively trying to pursue a job. He wasn't getting the money he used to make, but he was actively. After about 6 months, she was like, I can't do this no more. This guy took his last real paycheck, his last big paycheck, and took her on vacation.
Yeah.
She knew it was his last paycheck. She knew it was his last whatever. I wouldn't have either, but she went on this vacation. Because I personally saw the bitch my own two eyes. So I knew it happened. And you know what? After like about 3 months of that, she's like, I can't do this no more.
Because she's in a relationship for the wrong reasons.
And that's what I'm saying.
Be careful who you get
out of. And I felt so bad. What's her name? What's her name? I don't call her the fucking name.
So niggas can stay away from this hoe.
Mention her.
We're gonna move on to our next topic. You know what I'm saying? The moral of that story is these women ain't shit, y'all.
These niggas ain't shit.
Whatever.
We're all collectively not shit.
Yeah, we all collectively ain't shit. Thank you for the save.
Now we all. You know what I mean?
Black definitely isn't shit, but let's go.
Wow.
Damn.
Fight me.
Wow.
Fight
Black's
me.
I don't fight too. People in muffin tops. You can't have a wig and a muffin top. Pick a struggle. Pick a fucking struggle. Like, we ain't gonna have both going on.
Next topic.
And then your eyebrow was painted on. Get the fuck out of here. It's Sunday. You got me started.
Cookie is about to drive over here. Don't do it to yourself. That's my right to die.
Oh,
that's
shit. That's my right to die. He's not. What are you talking about?
Cookie, shut the fuck up.
Your boyfriend name is Cookie.
Yeah,
it's a boyfriend. Oh, Cookie about to come over here.
He's about to be sad. You punch him in the stomach, he gonna do the hoo-hoo.
Leave shit. Cookie alone. Cookie's a good guy.
Yo, let's get to our next topic, though. Unless you live in the hole, y'all must have seen what the fuck this nigga Tyrese been on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about Tyrese.
God damn.
On the low, that was like Black role model, because he brought up Tyrese a couple times about R&B.
Him and the drinks over.
Yeah, he just brought up Tyrese. Your role model kind of let the world down right now, man.
I fuck with Tyrese. I fuck with Usher.
Hold on, people.
Shout out to Coney Island.
We'll get into the whole thing, but we don't start this off like this. All right, when a single mother breaks down and vent about her circumstances, everyone feels her pain. But why is Tyrese being belittled for his outburst?
That's not
that and you know that's wrong.
Who gonna start? You gonna start?
I'm gonna start.
Shoot that shit.
That's wrong.
Defend all the dark skin niggas. Defend all the dark skin niggas.
You know.
Girl on the regular.
Thank God, but I don't want to, cause you're so damn fine.
How could you not respect Tyrese? You see, what's wrong with a lot of motherfuckers?
How you gonna ask?
The thing that really turned me off is that we spend so much time complaining about black fathers.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time saying, black men, y'all gotta be there for your kids. Black men don't do this. Black men don't do that. Black men don't do this. Here you have a black man crying because he wanna be a father. Let me be a dad, please.
Let me be the best.
I wanna take her to the park. I wanna go shopping with her. I wanna paint the toenail. I wanna be a father. And it's mostly women making fun of him. He don't seem stable. Mm-hmm. He seem weak. What kind of man does this? Log off. Y'all bitches do this shit 20. This is what y'all use social media for. Social media became a diary now. Mm-hmm. When you go down people's timeline, I could go back years on a lot of people's pages, you're going to see some deep shit about their family, about their friends, about their ex-boyfriends. You got chicks post a dude every fucking day of the fucking year. As soon as they break up, delete every picture. You know how much work you had to just put in?
Facts.
You know how much work you had to just put in? So why is... My thing is, I'm not just signing with Tyrese because I like him. I like his music and stuff like that. But he's not crying because of a chick. He's not crying because he want to be famous.
He's crying because he got $13,000 a month.
He
loves his daughter.
That too.
The $13 is crazy. $13,000 a month.
$13,000 is crazy. But he's saying, listen, if I'm paying $13,000 a month, let me see it, motherfucker. Imagine buying Louis that you never got. Right. That's like the fucking Lonzo.
He has every right to feel how you feel. But do not put that shit ever again.
I agree.
So do not record yourself ever again.
You can't say that.
You're a woman.
And I'm gonna tell you why. Because how else do we outlash? How else?
You outlash in the motherfucking courtroom. They might record.
The courtroom is for female only, bro.
I mean,
you're not winning there, bro.
The latest news is it dropped. I'm happy for him. You know what I'm saying? It did drop. Yeah. Yes, it dropped. So I'm happy for him.
And he got $5 million from Will and Jada.
Got that news first, because I ain't get that.
It did drop. Yeah.
It helped.
And he got $5 million from Will and Jada.
Yeah, I heard that.
It helped him. So, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's his daughter. That's all he got.
Yeah. I think the same. I mean, I understand. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
he
love.
Did it properly.
Yeah.
The tone.
I just feel like, all of that extraness on social media, I don't agree with. I don't care if you were a woman crying. If you was a woman crying, I would feel
chicks
the same exact way.
Chicks do that with ass pics, Miami pics,
and I would feel the same. You a hookah, yo.
Y'all twerk with hookah. Everything.
Don't say
y'all. Y'all twerk at funerals. Like, why is crying a problem? I don't fucking understand.
If a chick was crying, it would be a problem for me. I don't care. I don't care who it was. But to me, you should not be up there just boo-hooing like that on social media.
Nobody
what is
died.
That doing?
Nobody died.
What is, especially, like, yeah, exactly. Nobody what is that died. Doing? That's not
Danny,
doing
you
anything.
Danny, you were just crying to me.
When?
Danny, you were just crying.
I was just crying to you.
No, time out. Danny was just crying earlier today. Danny was just crying earlier today.
Why?
Black, where do you get your outfits from? I really want to be like,
first of all, I'm flying in you, Black. Let's be clear. I don't care about your chains. I don't care.
November 25th, please come to Lux.
Listen.
I'm
please tell
you.
Her come to love and tell her who's fly because you're
new November 25th.
I don't care if everything look how you wear your hats, bro.
You know what I mean?
You have to wear your hats right.
It's like this. I'm gonna show you right now.
Fucking Nick Cannon with the hat. Fuck out of here. But anyway, I just don't feel that you should be out there just being extra, whether you are a woman, especially as a man. Like, you boo, oh my God, and all this stuff. Niggas is memeing you. Come on. Like, you know. You knew what was going
to
happen.
I had to reenact that shit. I had to. You know I did it.
I know you did.
I don't give a fuck.
Shayla Rocks, but I don't care.
I just feel like it was wrong. It was wrong on so many levels on his part.
But it really did its job.
I guess.
This shit really did its job, though.
Yes,
it went viral. Everyone was talking about it. It did its job.
You're right.
You got the attention. You can't get the attention in the courtroom.
We helped.
You're not going to beat a mother.
We helped.
You're not going to beat a mother. A black man is not going to the courtroom and beating a black mother. It's not happening.
Especially she say...
You're the target, nigga. You're the target. You're a black man. You're the target. Get the fuck out of here.
How you feel?
Oh, Lord.
You want to reenact the question read to you over?
Say the question one more time. So you put it in perspective.
When a single mother breaks down and vent about her circumstances, everyone feels her pain. But why is Tyrese being belittled for his outbursts?
Because everybody, for me, everybody has rules on how everybody else should live their fucking life. Don't cry in front of camera. Don't stand this. Don't take pictures at a funeral. Don't do this. Motherfuckers have all the rules to tell you how to live your life. Tell you how to hurt. Tell you how to vent. Tell you how to love. Every day you on first meeting, motherfuckers give you a whole bunch of rules on how you should do their life. As far as I'm concerned, do you how you want to do you. If this man feels he is so hurt that he had a, and he feels the only way for the world to understand is to put a camera to his face and cry, put the fucking camera to your face and cry. That's how I feel about it. I wouldn't do it personally. Me as Makisha wouldn't do it. But if this man feels as we got, he's like, I'm so fucking hurt. I'm so broke. I'm in a bad spot. My friend I taught who's fucking with me is fucking up my money. I don't know where else I'm getting money from. I ain't got no support system, because a lot of motherfuckers don't have support system, no matter how much friends, how much money they got. I don't have a support system. I don't even have my fucking daughter to lay down next to me with. I'm so hurt. The world got, like, somebody else got to see my pain. Somebody else.
If Tyrese, I got to, if I got to show, system,
if I, how you know that?
Because I know the people that he's around.
All right, well,
okay, boss.
I'm not saying it like that, but I know he has his support.
Listen, a lot of Halle Berry sat in a car and locked and rolled the windows up in her car and turned the engine on. Was trying to kill herself.
Who?
Do you know the people Halle Berry knew too? Like, there are people. You a dickhead. Shut up. But I agree. My thing is, I will never sit here and chastise 100% because I do not know every single thing in this situation. I do not have enough information. Personally, I wouldn't have done it. But if this man was so hurt to the point that we feel he had to do, motherfucker, do it. And I saw him, he was like, damn, you that fucking distraught to this shit? And the thing is, I saw my father cry like that for me. I saw my father shed them tears for me. They had, he had social media down, but he sat in front of me and cried like that. He's like, I just want to live in my fucking daughter and I can't do it. You understand? So for me, it's like, stop fucking judging people because based on what you would do. That's fine. Live your fucking life by your rules. Let the man rock. Let him fucking rock. I hope Shayla he gets rocks. Fucking daughter. Let Shayla rock.
Shout out to Tyrese.
Because you started touching on it anyway. This is like the second part. So how do men supposed to deal with their emotions?
How the fuck ever they want to deal with their damn emotions. There's too much fucking rules. There's too much rules. If you don't want to cry, lie, don't cry. If this man feels he needs to cry or he should cry, let him cry.
Well, let's ask a man. Commodore, how do you deal with your emotions?
You're a crier.
How do you deal with your emotions, Commodore?
You don't cry.
What do you do?
Sometimes it's an argument. It depends what the situation is.
How do you release? How do you release
sex?
What else? What if sex is not good, available? That's a good. What if sex is not available? What else do you do,
Susie?
If you get a Susie, that's crazy. But yeah, what else do you do,
Susie?
Oh, he been locked up before. I got you. What else do you do to release?
You gotta have a drink. Gotta have some Henny sometimes.
Like you said, this could be the worst enemy, though.
When's your birthday?
Huh?
When's your birthday?
December 1st.
Here go the astrologist right now.
Stage 48, we out there. There we start. Lately, I've been going through it. So it's like back in the day, I used to have a bad attitude. It'll be arguments, screaming, yelling, and all that stuff. Talk it out.
Communicate.
Communication is the best way. You know, you get to the bottom of it right away. Because when you build and build and build, you end up like Tyrese.
Right.
You go on there. Because it was more than anything. It was like he was dealing with his friends not helping him. You know, he's going through it with The Rock right now. I don't know what their situation is. Like, I don't know all the details. He's going through a lot right now.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes you don't hold things in. You gotta let things out right away. You got to call people. Talk to them. You got to let people know, like, I be going through things and I can't wait a day or two. I got it right there. Like,
I got to let that out.
Because the way more you hold is a build up. you become this motherfucking Hulk. You turn green, start flipping shit over, and you get crazy. So right. It's like sometimes you gotta.
So I got a call from someone from Harlem. They said that your goal was to try to get the Rick Ross bed, and then you got the, you know, the junior high school bed. How did you deal with that? You know what I mean? That's not no that's Spanish. Unless you're Spanish,
I'm
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, my
mother. All right, so there you go. You got it. Yes.
He's Haitian. Whoever said that, they're fucking haters. Because if you want to look like Rick Ross, I'm happy for you. I'm my own man. I look handsome. I'm a fine looking man. I don't That's have to right. look at a rapper and be like, I want that look and go get it. I look like me. And that's the great thing about life.
Be you. Be the right. best
be
you.
The best. Be the best you.
Never try to
you.
Grow a beard.
That's what's up right
now. Black, how you deal with your emotions?
He cries. Cry like a bitch.
I can tell you cry.
Emotional.
You cry.
Emo. Black.
I seen you cry before, Black.
Like
listen,
a bitch.
You never
I was there.
Cry.
I seen you cry before.
I was there.
You never seen me cry.
I seen her
cry.
See you cry.
And Tanya
probably,
was there.
I probably cried.
And
cry,
Tanya
probably,
was there.
Probably cried probably three times.
You're a liar.
We were there all 3 months ago.
All
yes.
all
we
funerals.
Got receipts.
Receipts. I got footage.
The way I deal with my emotions, to be honest, man, you know, as you get older, you know, it changes, you know, because you're older. And you're just thinking about what deserves your energy and what doesn't. So at this point now, it's just like music. It's just like, you know, working out. It's different
what?
Shit.
It's just different shit.
It's just music.
The walks in the park. You know, sometimes I just dream.
Sorry, something. You watch. Get the fuck out. I love that.
This is every Sunday.
Oh, my fucking guys.
This is every Sunday. You know,
Beethoven. Get the fuck out of here.
I work out.
It's a clean and
chill
and
sandwich.
I
work out.
I got your fucking titties to show you.
I don't really. Everybody don't get my energy, man. Like, I'll be honest, man. Only my fiance really could get me mad, and it'd be for stupid shit.
Young Sushi.
It'd be for stupid shit. Like, my nigga, like, she get my full attention. And because she get my full attention, I really don't have no more attention for nobody else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's all. I don't have no more attention for nobody else. So it's like when somebody else do something that probably would have irritated me if I was single or alone or had energy for them. Then it would have been different. I'm in love. You know, that's alright, man.
It's a
little,
it's okay.
This little, right. this little Kung Fu Panda got it, man.
He has an Asian.
Fuck, she got.
He has an Asian.
Oh, duck sauce.
Yeah, I got the rush hour, nigga. Rush hour. She called me Chris Tucker. Yeah.
She tell him everything.
Yo, man, this shit is crazy, man. But the girl is good, man. So I'm chilling, man. For real.
What
man.
About you, La? What about you, La? You cry. You a
I'm
fucking
a
crier.
I'm a
motherfucking baby.
Any light skinned nigga with big ears is cry. It's the only
facts,
other
man.
Faction that like
I'm a,
works.
I'm a crier, man. You gotta let it out, man. Clears your soul out, man. Just get the nice good
clears
crying.
Clears your soul?
Man.
The fuck?
Yeah. When I cry, it's like my soul, everything.
Mm-hmm. And after you release the energy from your soul, how do you feel?
I tell you, I cry, but I use my tears to jerk off at the same time.
Yo, get the fuck out of here. I hurt you.
It's like the best feeling in the world.
It's the best of both worlds.
Ultimate cleanse.
You killing two birds with one stone.
Two birds. Fucking annoying. All
right, this is the last question right here. Yo, this is dumb. I'm not saying the whole thing. If Tyrese was crying over police brutality, would people respect it more?
That was stupid. That was a dumb question. I'm going to just put it out there. That was a real dumb question.
No, he was on the internet like
talk about
people.
They
why they keep doing? They keep killing our
that's
people.
That's a good
what
question.
What do you want from us? What do you want from us?
Yeah, but they respect his passion.
Of course they would fucking respect it more.
Yeah, you see, you respect his passion.
Of course
like,
they
oh
would
God,
respect
so
it more.
Passionate about what's
of
going
course
on.
They respect it more.
That's why they respect Kaepernick.
He ain't cry, though.
Yeah, but he
still, I think he can't get a job.
Still did something
because he stood up for the people. Passionate. You see, with his situation, he's crying about himself, and people kind of say it's selfish. But if you cry about something that affects the entire race, the whole race is gonna stand fucking behind you.
I can't respect it because I saw a nigga cry in Baby Boy, like. He's a fucking actor. No, man, no. Like, no.
But like, but think of it.
He needs
something
worse. Son, like,
what
worse? He needs
that's
work.
Why he mad at The Rock because
that's
Rock
my nigga. I fuck with Terry, but Nick, I'm a comedian. Like, I'm not holding back. Like, this nigga need work. All right. Like,
yeah, he got mad at The Rock because The Rock did
that shit was great. My nigga.
Instead of doing the next Fast and Furious, he doing a spinoff to the character in the movie. So he like, oh wow, everybody guys, take a break while you do your new movies. That's not real.
But my thing wait a minute. Aisha said, yo, last time Lot cried, he got a beat and then started playing Mary J. Blige. I'm going down.
I'm going down.
That was like 95. I think that's a repeat. Crying.
Yo, Tyra trying to cook you on the low. That's just good.
But what if Tyrese fucking commits suicide? Well, y'all, all y'all motherfuckers gonna say
it's gonna be funny.
You a fucking funny shit on some real shit.
Let me explain something to y'all. I made fun of the whole shit. I understood his pain. As a comedian, I took it, I revamped it, and I said, "Pussy rocks." Not his daughter. I ain't talk about his daughter. I made it my own revamp, and I did the skit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I did the Soulja Boy, I did the Bow Wow. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Nobody's affected by this. He's affected because he's missing his daughter and the 13,000. Mm-hmm. I get it. But the crying part when he hit them notes, my lady, and why are you doing it? It was like, it made me laugh a little. I don't know if anybody watched it. Like, I watched it. It was kind of funny because I felt like if a nigga could pick the phone up and put it in his face and do that, it's like, drop the phone. Like, because if you really hurt, mm-hmm. The phone drops and it's like
your emotions take over.
Right. So to me it was like, this is great.
I never believe nobody was crying on the internet though. Like you take a picture like,
oh,
I'm like,
that's
true. And
but
picture your teardrop.
But true. But since we have true, though, like, if he kills himself, you just let the fuck y'all want to say. He was faking.
And you looking at yourself.
And you know why? Who cares?
You looking at yourself though.
So I just felt, you know, I felt this pain at the same time what he's going through at the same time. I was like, that's funny. And I made a little fun of it, but so, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with the dude. Like, if he just committed suicide, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Like, why you had to do that? That's crazy. Like, because your daughter's still alive and your baby mother, and damn,
now you're never gonna be able to see
it. 13,000. Nobody wins. Like, nobody loses. Just like
don't nobody wins suicide. In the Family Feud.
Wins and losses. Big Mel's album. Pick that up right now.
You got paid for
it's
that.
On it's on iTunes.
I got tired.
Yeah, we have the part of our show. We're gonna do the call up question. Today is everybody got their headphones ready. You know, the call question. The number is 516-900-2278. And I know we touched on this earlier in one of our shows and stuff, but we're just trying to get, like, the true definition of, to you, what exactly is a hoe? So what is your definition of a hoe? I don't call nobody hoe, especially not my women. Y'all can free love, have sex with whoever y'all want.
Okay.
Do what you got to do.
That's because people call you a hoe.
Live your life, girl. Spread
once
that love.
Once upon a time not long ago.
Spread that love. You know what I'm saying?
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with y'all.
No,
I don't know that song.
You could be losing. I don't y'all. Know there's no definition of a hoe, though, but how y'all feel?
You don't feel like there's a definition of a hoe? Let's Google it.
Let's let Commodore tell us what's a hoe.
It's a hoe.
He probably know.
No, a hoe is a chick.
All of them got a lot of hoes.
That just loves having sex with multiple men, and there's nothing wrong with that. She's a nympho. She's a hoe, and she's not out for nothing. She don't want you not a gold digger. She don't care. She just want it.
Would you wife a hoe?
I can't. No. What kind of question is that?
Niggas, because allegedly hoes are winning, and hoes are getting married, and hoes are getting shacked up.
But those are gold diggers. Those are not hoes.
It's a difference.
There's a difference. They out for something. They bring something to the table, which is themselves. They, you know, but hoes are different. You got the gold diggers, and then you got the hoes.
Okay, so hoes aren't winning.
Hoes are
hoes
woman are who doesn't winning. Respect
hoes
her vagina.
Hoes are the ones that's winning. That's the ones that don't value their life, because the ones that's winning, they're gold diggers. They out. They got the nigga buying them shit. And since the hoes, they live for nothing.
Call up, y'all. Call up.
They go suck a dick for nothing.
Yo.
They don't want shit.
No, people watching. Shit. Should be 100 shit. Send them shits, y'all. Call up and shit.
Like, I just want to suck a dick. I gotta go.
No, keep your money. That's keep your money.
That's a hoe. Now if a chick goes suck a dick, next thing you know, she moving all her shit up in the motherfucking mansion. The next day, that's a gold digger. She won. She had good head. She got what she wanted, that's and she's good. That's not a hoe. She's that's working her way up to, you know, be great. A hoe don't give a fuck about nothing you got.
I'm not. She just want to fuck. Nothing.
She what's just want fuck? What she want. Like, right. I'm just hoeing.
Right.
Preach.
I'm hoeing.
Right. There's a lot of bitches hoeing for free.
Yeah. There's a lot of free hoes out there.
I hate that. Like, so if you paying for dates, you must.
You bugging out.
If you must.
Yeah, there's hoes out there. A hoe is a bitch that I just fuck you off your name. Like, oh, you're such and such. I want to fuck you. I don't want nothing. I just want to fuck you.
Wow.
And you want to, you know what I'm saying? You don't
they like you for you.
You just know who they are.
No, they like you for your name.
Right.
Not for you.
There's chicks out there fucking niggas for their name.
Right now. No, listen. Listen, I'm going to say this. Time out. Commodore, I'm going to say this. Tell me if I'm wrong.
That's Danny.
Back, years back. You used to have money, right?
You had to have money.
Money. You used to, uh-huh. back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then it came with
scammers.
You used to have like some kind of
let me tell you
some kind of materialistic thing.
Before you even finish,
mm-hmm.
you never had to have none of that. First mm-hmm. of all,
talk to us.
Men believe they had to have money. Men was out there getting money because some men didn't have some their own style. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no. They didn't know how to talk. They wasn't smooth enough. I've never had to pay for pussy in my life. I done fucked bitches back in the day that niggas was fucking. Niggas was sick. No, my girl's in the Abby's conversation. Like, she's not. She's. We know each other.
Nah,
so before I was with her back in the day when I was young and I was hustling and all that, I wasn't paying for pussy. I seen niggas get crazy. Like, you do all types of shit for pussy. Like, right. And it was like,
they was corny.
And I could just have a conversation with the same girl you fucked.
Right.
And that she just fact. Respected how I spoke and how I carried myself and how pussy got wet and we was gone.
Yeah.
And you out there spending racks,
well,
niggas.
Well, let me kick it to you like this. A lot of times, right now.
They okay, you gonna okay? Whatever, you gonna buy it? All right. He's so stupid, dumbass.
That's the good conversation you get to the
whole. I just like him.
A lot of times in 2017, what it seems like is like popularity outweighs money.
It's only on if social media. Only on facts.
But this is how bitches getting dick off of social media.
But it's only on social media. It's the same type of lifestyle. Everybody 80%
of the dudes chicks is fucking right now is off of social media.
That's a lie.
How is that a lie?
That's
how?
A lie. Tell I don't
me.
Believe
tell,
that.
Tell me how is that a
tell
lie.
Tell me how that's the truth.
Social
that's
media what you is what you're on 90% of the day.
Okay.
90% of the day you're checking your social media. How is that not where you're getting your dick?
I don't get my dick from social media.
How? How
do
we
you
know?
Mean how?
Who are you fucking?
Don't know.
What's his name?
I got a whole relationship.
Who are you fucking?
You got a whole relationship.
I got a whole relationship.
Off of what?
Social media.
I know.
Wait, you got a whole relationship off of social media?
Yeah, that's the reason we met.
You and Cookie met?
That's what we met.
I thought y'all met at your job.
He met off social media up. And he came to my job from social media because I kept posting where I was.
She kept wearing them fucking here. Fishnet stockings. Fishnet stockings, mom and top. He said, you know what? She got low self-esteem.
Yo, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm coming over there right there.
But there are some people maybe that have Wi-Fi and they can't afford in there.
Right, and that's why they go to Starbucks.
There's still some whole gold.
When they go to Starbucks and they're not sipping coffee.
What's that? Instagram.
Netflix and chill. What?
Yeah,
I don't know. I know a lot of girls that got fucked straight off social media.
Popularity get you pussy.
That's a fact.
I know a lot of girls that fucked straight off. I know the fucking thing is.
And I know. Because before I was engaged, I was just one of them popular dudes that just had
so
I don't know if you know, but
Coney Island is not the popping part of Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I just want you to know.
Listen, everybody's scared to go to Coney Island.
I used to be in Coney Island.
You never over there, shorty. Niggas
would
crack your fucking head. Come over here now. We wait on you.
Nobody would never. You come out where I'm from. Niggas
would
never come around us. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
It's Brooklyn right now.
What are you saying?
Like, if you don't smile, nigga,
you look mad? Like, you're from cold now, you're standing like, yo. Fuckers right now, yo, you know it's cold.
You know how much niggas be in a lobby in my building?
Like, niggas is deep.
Niggas be in a lobby.
Niggas is
like
not
this.
Coming around, Hook. Believe that.
Why not?
Niggas is not walking through.
Because y'all don't work.
Hook, we go
y'all,
everywhere.
Y'all don't work. Y'all don't.
We don't work out.
Y'all need jobs. Y'all need jobs. Hey, hire a new councilman. November 7th. Hire a new councilman. Y'all get some jobs. Y'all some broke motherfuckers.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, y'all some broke motherfuckers.
Trevor said Tone Coney Allen's the Bronx of Brooklyn. Trevor Green said that.
That's your man.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's your man. You want to ride it down for Trevor? Because he just.
Listen, time out.
Trevor don't have an official here. We don't
talk. Listen, time out. Danny want to think like. Danny want to think like a man so much he got a man haircut. Take your fucking. Scully,
and I'm still
Danny.
Cute.
No, you ain't. You, cute. You, not that you cute, Danny.
Danny got edges.
Yes. Wake up.
You Danny
not
and
that
edges. Where's
you're
yours?
Not that. Ooh. What you talking about? What? Bitch, what?
What's edges? Niggas, get tight. What you talking about? The hairline.
Fucking hairline on.
My shit lit.
My hat on. You're not gonna do that right now. Don't do that shit right now, dude. Don't do that shit. I gotta put in the body this week. I messed this hair.
She put me on. She put me on front shit just that. That was shameful.
Oh gosh.
The hell? That was crazy.
So what is the hole? Somebody sexually promiscuous with no purpose.
No purpose.
No purpose. You just
no. A hoe is somebody that fucked two people that know each other. You're a hoe.
A hoe is a woman that doesn't respect her vagina.
Hold on, did you hear the breathing?
Or a nigga that don't respect his penis.
Yes, hold on, Thomas. Yes.
No, that's not a hoe.
A hoe that happens. If you fuck two people that know each other, you're a hoe.
No, it's not true.
Nah, that's not true.
You're a hoe.
If you meant to do it, you're a hoe. Like,
No. If you did it knowing, you're a hoe.
Yeah,
if you fuck two people
if you did it
that knew each other,
I don't agree with
you're
that.
A hoe.
I don't agree with that.
So that's exactly what it is. That's he'll agree with nothing that opens him. He'll agree with nothing.
Because you go fuck somebody and just because they know somebody or know other don't mean you're that cool.
Stop. Black. So define no. What you mean by no? Because we can have the definition.
Now
y'all
got to
define no. K-N-O-W. No.
Listen. If the two motherfuckers you fucked, you know his Facebook friends, Instagram friends,
all from this neighborhood.
That means shit.
Oh, they follow each other on Instagram.
Listen, you are telling more about you than you are about me.
Y'all ain't never saying you did that.
No, we're not saying that you're saying anything.
Call up.
That's wild.
We're saying that what you're defending right now doesn't make sense.
I'm not defending. You said if the two of them are friends on Instagram. All right, so how I know... I got
all right, Tanya, have you fucked 15? Two people that are friends on Instagram?
Absolutely.
No. You're lying. right now. Have you fucked two friends? Have you fucked two Facebook friends?
No.
Yo, we got a call. We got a call.
Let's break this.
Why are you lying on a Sunday? Well, Jesus love you.
Brown, who's on the line?
No, who the fuck is this, y'all?
No more. It's the Henny.
Fuck yes. Fucking mean it is.
That's
it. They hug up. You scared the corner.
That's exactly what we were just talking about earlier about having Henny. You are. I will not ride it down for you, Jerry. When you drink it,
grandma's a whole number.
If he's drinking, like, no, he's the nigga that'll get you jumped.
Y'all, shout out to Coney Island, Cootie Love, BJ, what it is, what
Cootie
doing,
what?
Man. Cootie Love, my nigga.
Cootie Water, horn the line.
Leon's,
nigga, the real nigga.
Somebody here,
bro.
Cootie
Water, horn the line.
Yo, who is?
We can hear you. Brown Holy Water.
I'm fuck out of here, yo.
People, how many times you joint down when you call up, y'all?
Everybody calling and not
yo,
saying
Trevor,
that.
Trevor, call up, Trevor.
Word, call up, Trevor.
I want Trevor
you
Green
got a lot
to call
to say.
Up, man. Trevor Green is a real motherfucker, man. I fuck with that motherfucker, man. Shout out to Coney Island. Shout out to Harlem. Red Hook.
But you think?
Yeah, sure.
You think just
because
y'all know,
son.
If you know if a person knows two people and they have sex, that's
you're a hoe, bro.
You're really, Sierra,
why don't you explain? Because you really on this. No, you didn't.
That was, she did.
Alright, listen. I said, if somebody fuck black and then fuck lot, that's a hoe. Because y'all,
I'm not that cool. No, nigga,
I'm not that cool. Y'all hate y'all.
Brown Hollywood, hold on. If you fuck two niggas from the same hood, you ever hoe?
Hold on.
Yo, hello.
What?
I phone
call. Yo,
who this? Water.
Yo, who this?
Brand Holy Water.
Hey.
Who this?
Hey.
Brand Holy Water. Who this?
Hang the fuck up, man. Yeah. I don't got no time for this.
Oh,
people,
somebody was about to talk. Let me just hug up.
Nah.
Oh, well, they took too long. Talk at the same
they
time.
They took too long.
Niggas,
man,
got that Metro PCS. Niggas, yeah, got
they took
too
long. Nico said they so not that cool.
Tell us, what's a hoe, man? What's a hoe, man?
He's broken down already.
Nah, tell us again. What the fuck is a hoe, man?
Yes.
Yeah, what the fuck is a hoe, man? The fuck?
Well, obviously, you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, definition is fucked up. Yo, hold on, y'all. We got another call. Let's see if this gonna work. Brown Holy Water on the line.
Hello.
They just
what?
We can't hear you. Talk.
Hello. Yo, focus on me, man. Commodore, tell us the fuck is a hoe, man.
His headphone is dragging his eye. Like, fix your headphone. Your hairline is fucked up, and you don't know where the fucking headphone is. You need to get it together,
man. Danny, I would tell you.
Crazy right now. Hold on.
I got time today. I got time today, cuz y'all be getting on my ass all the time. I got time.
She got a name coming out.
Baby.
I'm passionate today. I'm passionate.
I seen this shit. I was scared of that. I thought she was a tranny just now. Just like,
wow.
The name popping out.
You quiet though. You're not. There's no rebuttal. Where's your rebuttal, Black? You don't have one.
Where's your rebuttal? You,
where's your hairline?
You.
Where's your rebuttal?
My fire only for you right now. It's gun only for you right now. You know what I mean?
Nah, I still believe that a hoe is just a woman who or a man who just doesn't.
Have you been a hoe, Danny?
No.
Never.
No. I tried and it didn't work.
So you had a whole face.
So you tried to be a hoe.
I tried and it didn't work.
What did you try to be a hoe with?
When I tried to just deal with people, and I just wound up getting into a relationship.
It's hard. It's hard because it's hard for women. Let me tell you.
It's not always hard for women. It's just when you're not that type of person.
If a woman gets dicked down by the right good dick, it's no more hoeing.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, this just fucked me up a little bit. This might be the one right here. It's not even the one. It was just the dick. And you might get caught in your feelings like, damn, I was trying to hoe. Like,
word. It's not even that. It's just that I don't.
Be a hoe. That's
word on the street is that's false.
I need some more of this.
But it's not even that. It's just
word in the street is.
I respect my vagina. Yeah. I respect myself.
That
too. What?
So I respect my vagina and I respect myself.
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
So she slowed down the whole thing.
It's not even about slowing down. It's just the fact that I don't want to be sitting here fucking this person, fucking that person, fucking that person.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
Why not?
Because that's just not how I am. That's
everybody,
nasty.
Yo, everybody tried to glass
it. I mean, I don't knock anybody.
Yo, on,
you
want to
fuck people, fuck multiple people,
on,
that's
Danny.
Fine. But I
Brown
just
Holy Water, who on the line?
Talk to them.
Brown Holy Hello. Water. Yeah. You
who
hear
the
us?
Fuck is this?
Hello?
Yo, your lines is fucked up, man.
No, you fucked up, nigga. Who you?
Who is this?
Hello.
Yeah, who you, nigga?
Say something, nigga.
See?
What the fuck?
Yeah, we about to take no more calls.
Now they can't
hear. Yeah, no more calls, man.
Just comment in the comments.
Yeah, just comment in the comments. We got no time for
it. But yeah, I don't. That's a lot. And then after a while, it's like you have to spread your attention to people. I don't have time to be just focusing on you. Yeah, like that's too much. And then I gotta focus on life. I already have ADD. That's a lot to focus on.
I tried that shit when I was like in high school, like my senior year. I had like 3 or 4, and it was like we all try to be the player. That shit is a headache. Like,
it wasn't
every
college.
Girl want to be your girl
because you lying to them.
It's like you got to deal with
that's
one.
True.
You
can't
you gotta
lie.
Deal with, it's like
you can't
it,
lie.
It's a headache. Nah, like that shit is crazy. Lying. I learned that shit young. Like dealing with multiple girls is fucking a headache. Like,
tell me about
that's
it.
That's what I
said.
Tell
me
know,
about
be
it.
Like, what's that
but
shit?
But you can't lie. That's a secret to whoism. Allegedly, I heard word in the street.
Don't lie. You
don't lie.
Yeah, you
gotta be
honest.
You give people the choice to choose
yeah.
what well, they
like
want to do.
Said, that's
you
a
be honest,
because
if you lie, they find out. Then you fucking up
ho
your shit. Because what if you lie
honest.
And they come and fuck your shit?
To be
like,
a successful hoe, you cannot be a liar.
Allegedly, that's what Listen, I heard. Yeah, word in the street.
I don't know what to tell y'all. Just Nico, please call me.
You're not even a hoe.
You're not a hoe.
You got some hoes that they're kind of like. That takes away the wholeness right there. Like, this is what I do. Like, I enjoy sex. I'm a nympho. You call yourself a nympho. Like, I like to fuck.
Yeah.
And I like to fuck multiple people. So I might.
You still a hoe.
No, you could go to therapy too.
You still a hoe, but it can't shame you for it because you admit it. Right. There's a difference. You still a hoe, but you can't get shamed for it.
Go to slut walks and get. Slut walk is not about being hoes.
Don't mix it up. Slut walk is not about being a hoe.
Slut walk is about being a hoe.
The slut walk is not about being a hoe.
Embracing your sexuality.
The slut walk is about men thinking it's okay to advance on you and say what they want to say and do what they want because of how you dress. Men trying to abuse their power just because I've had a guy. I understand it because I was standing at a party. I'm wearing shorts, minding my business. The guy started grinding on my leg. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? He's like, oh, well, you shouldn't dress like that. If you don't want a man grinding on you, and that's the purpose of the slut walk.
Well, you shouldn't be in a party if you don't want a nigga to grind on you. Because I'm here catching this dub, man.
My nigga, I'm in the corner. If I was dancing, I'd understand it because I'm dancing. And if you come up, I got a choice for a dub on you or not. But don't have me in the corner standing by myself. And you come grind on me. I was like, yo, what's up? And he said the reason. He's like, well, you can't come here dressed like that. And
did you have a wig on?
I did have a wig. I had a sew-in.
Mm. What is this?
I think women could dress how they feel. I think they can dress how they feel. It's a time and place for everything.
That's the make or break.
And the time and place. If you're single, you do what the fuck you want. You're in a relationship, you should respect how you look sometimes when you go in
Nico's
certain places.
Nico's trying to
hold. It depends. If we at the beach, hey, you can wear that. If we going somewhere, you know, it's a certain way you should look.
Yeah.
But men should never, ever, ever have the right to be like, I can do this because you're dressed like that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That was the purpose of the slut walk. You should never touch a chick because
she's half naked. Because when you go to the strip club, you're throwing dollars and you know you can't even touch them sometimes. You could just throw your money, smack ass if she on your lap and all that. But at the same time, like, you just got to respect it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like.
Well, usually at the strip club, men don't even do that. We just throw the money and wish them luck.
I've seen
you know.
You throw the money away.
They put $1 in the little thong thong.
And smack it all day.
Oh, shit, crazy. Like, yo, dude.
You know
dude,
me,
like,
I wish them luck. You know what I mean? When I throw the 1,000 signals in the air, I just wish them luck. Everybody,
that's
good luck.
That's why all the stages are in the bar, in the middle.
Yeah,
and
go to college, everybody.
You really throw the money because
Kingsborough.
Niggas made it hard. I shot out of college.
Kingsborough.
It's Nico trying to call about the whole topic. This should be interesting. He said fix the phone.
All right, hold on.
Hey, this is Trevor. You go answer my
phone. Yo! Trevor.
Hello?
Yeah, I was persistent with this. Trevor.
Oh, Trevor Green?
Here, Trevor.
Oh, yep. Shit.
What it is? What it do, bro?
The ultimate troll.
Troll in your voice is like that? You gotta be kidding me with this high-pitched voice. I know, he always tearing me up. That's why I'm tearing him up right now. What you mean? Jokes? What is a hoe, Trevor?
Hey, look, a hoe is... man, look, I was a hoe.
A hoe is me.
but it all depends on what it comes down to on how people perceive it's perceived of yourself. If you're being promiscuous, I mean, it's fine to be promiscuous because we as men do it all the time. And then, but when a female does it, she's automatically a hoe. When in actuality, she's not a hoe.
She's
doing
liberated.
Doing what a man is doing, but. What do you say? I'm liberating you.
Trevor for president.
She's Trevor. Do you see any hoes on this show right now?
Heck,
do
you
see any
hoes? What are you doing?
Trevor, how could you have been a hoe? You ain't got no facial hair.
I'm in the military. I got to shave, bro. I shave every day.
Oh, that's why you like a
rapist? Yeah, talk to that pussy nigga.
Trevor, you in the Navy or no? You in the Navy or the Marines?
He fucks everywhere he goes.
And
he
that's
get,
a fact.
They get mad. He probably married
at 18. No, Trevor don't.
He get a lot
Trevor's
of ass.
Trevor's a good guy.
No, he gets a lot of
he's
ass.
He's married.
No, he's a good guy.
He's
married?
Guy.
I think so, right? Trevor's faithful in the military.
I'm a safe, married man.
Talk that shit, my nigga.
Exactly, Trevor.
I just bought me a house. You know, I'm about to be on my black shoes.
You
bought me a house.
Just stay out of the excellent. Just stop taking them toys and China.
That's excellent.
Now, me and my insurance is popping. Tri-Care's on point. You know, half y'all still trying to get Obamacare. He's not even
in
office.
That is a fact.
You about to buy a Jeep, Trevor?
I'm about to buy what?
A Jeep.
Nah, that's not what you're saying.
It's a lot of shade on that side, Trevor. I don't know if you know this.
All right, Trevor, we appreciate your call.
Yo, the show, man, it kept me up while I was in Iraq, man.
Just
gonna say, you doing your thing, man. Keep it up,
bro. Yo, man, I appreciate it.
I'm doing my motherfucking thing. Fuck Black, man.
Hey, yo, he's talking to you. He's talking to me.
Hey,
though.
Yo, Danny was a hoe. That's why.
You just shot Jenna!
She said that's why she cut her hair.
That's why she got in my fucking
hair. He said me.
He said Danny was a hoe.
We know them motherfuckers. We know how they
Yeah, you know we can fight.
Y'all can't.
Yeah, you know we get it in and we can fight.
Sushi will fuck you up.
Who?
Sushi will fuck you up. What you mean?
You lucky I like Sushi. I like Sushi. Shout out to Sushi. I'll fuck you up, though.
His girl.
Listen, I got sushi.
He got sushi at Cookie. Sushi will fuck you up. You touch me, Sushi gonna fuck you up.
Hello?
She'll fuck you up. Yeah, who this?
It's JR.
What up, JR? Your girl cheating on you?
Nah, my girl ain't cheating on me.
Why not, nigga?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, exactly. So she cheating on you, nigga. I'm telling you, motherfucker.
Take this nigga's cup.
He don't need nothing.
Yo, JR, what's the hold of you?
That nigga is drunk. Listen, I think the definition of a hoe is anybody who fuck around and sleep with people in the same circle. Like, if you just fucking around, you're promiscuous. You feel what I'm saying? You would never, like what the Commodore said. You just fucking around. But if you fuck somebody in the same group, like I know you, you know me, and Tanya fuck both of us, oh, that's Tanya a hoe.
So listen. JR, what it sound like is if your girl cheat with a cross-town dude, it's okay. She cheat with a local dude, what the fuck is she doing? You know what I mean?
Then she hoeing, right. Like, why you
embarrassed? Oh, I got you. Get the fuck off the phone, you dickhead, nigga. No matter where she cheat, she a cheater, motherfucker. What the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid motherfucker? JR, come to the show, I'm gonna beat you up. What the fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker? Switch out dumb motherfuckers these days. Motherfucker, think about the wrong motherfucking shit right now. You know what I mean?
Somebody take the Henny. What the fuck
is wrong with you, motherfucker?
JR, listen to Black, yo. Thank you, JR. Eat your ass tonight, know what I'm saying? Make sure she
don't
cheat.
Don't do it. Let me cut her ass.
Look at
her. If you see white stuff coming out her ass, that's cum, motherfucker. Don't do that. No, ain't that, motherfucker. Skip that. That shit ain't brownie, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's brown holy water. This shit ain't brownie holy water. Don't let the little frosting.
Yo, cut his mic off, yo.
That's not for you. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yo,
I always know not taking Black no is headed calls, downhill. Yo. I always like I see it. I foresee it before it happens. Cause
you
like,
look at his dumb ass face.
You just be like this nigga drunk.
Yo, we at the end of our show, y'all. Give y'all shout outs at, man. We appreciate Mr. Commodore for pulling up.
Definitely.
We gonna let everybody get their shout outs in real quick. Get them in.
Go. On me. Y'all, I just want to shout out my fake half, some like a cousin-in-law, Dwight Riley. He has a delivery company, a moving company. He moves heavy loads across states and stuff. So you can hit him on Facebook. His Facebook business page is Heavy XI Transport. You got cars to move across state. You know, you got companies and stuff to move heavy loads. That's the person to reach out to. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to everybody. Support me. I'm out.
Danny.
Next.
That'll be you.
Fuck
Danny.
Both of y'all. How Danny. About that?
I just said,
shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Shout out to Commodore for coming through. Shout out to Black drunk ass. Is he mad drunk? Shout out to La's hat, condom hat he got on. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Makisha's wig. Just shout out to everybody who tuned in. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy, and that's about it.
Yo, Commodore, don't shout out, man. Let us know what you got.
Shout out to y'all, man, for having me on the show, man. I had an amazing time. Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight, y'all. Everybody who tuned in, shout out to all my supporters. Everybody that was watching, shout out to my girl. Always fucking
yes, shout out to
holding me down and shit, supporting me and whatnot.
Y'all being rude.
That's it, man. Shout out to G O D.
They see you too.
He be blessing me. He be blessing. Shout out to the GLD. He be blessing me. Shout out to this brown water right now. That shit good.
Nice. You got the orange mango?
Huh? I didn't do the orange mango. But the liquor store ain't closed yet, son.
That's a fact.
You ain't too late.
Brown holy water though, you heard?
Yo, real quick, brownhollywoodpodcast.com. Yo, go get your shirts, your hoodies, your tickets to the Party Lust. What's the day again? November.
November 25th.
No, he still remember that.
My birthday's the first, so that's gonna be my pregame, right?
That's it, pregame. That's you crazy. Good. You good.
You was Sagi. Yeah.
Liquor free that day.
Shout out to everybody that came out. Y'all enjoyed the show.
All you gotta do is pull up.
That's it.
You enjoyed the show. I'm saying like, share, comment. Make sure you get those shares in. Pass it on, all right? That's it. Shout out to everybody I fuck with us. Yo, brownhollywoodpodcast.com. Get up there, get your shirt. Let's go, Black.
Listen, man, it's your boy Black Success. I'm gonna tell you something, right?
You so can't when I focus woke up on you.
This morning, you know, I figured that I wasn't a regular motherfucker. You know what I mean?
What? Hello, you gotta talk like, in the mic.
I'm sorry. I figured that I wasn't a regular motherfucker. You know what I mean? My shorty said, Black Success. I said, what happened, baby? What you show, my baby? He said, you so fly. I said, listen, baby, what it is that Jesus.
Yo, cut his fucking mic off, yo.
I don't know, no. We ain't gonna be in freestyle.
I said, baby, what is that? Jesus wanted different people to have different type of shine. You know what I mean? Different type of shine. You understand? So it's like, when I get fly, it's not really for me. I'm doing it for the people. He said, oh, you so fly. You think about people all the time. I said, baby girl, you know, I'm a people person. You know what I mean? I'm doing it for the crowd. I'm doing it for the public, for society. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about me. This G-Chains, the Rolex I got, this ain't about me. It's for the people. You feel me? I knew Commodore was coming. I did it for him. You know what I mean? This ain't for me. You know what I mean? So, oh my God, you got all the money in the world. I said, hey girl, listen, the money I got, this ain't about me. You understand? When I be throwing money in the air, telling people to college, this ain't about me. It's not even college!
Yo,
Brett,
thanks for calling
out.
Skyline Black, hold it down for the guys. Talking some real shit, grab a cup, catch a vibe. Every Sunday at 7, we getting you baptized. Giving out all these lessons or facts, no lies. Supporting the movement, dead caps on the rise. I got that brown, holy water wherever I go. Make sure you like, share, comment, then follow. Talk, drink, share the link. Don't forget to let us know what you think. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. I got that brown, holy water. Come get that brown, holy water. We got that brown, holy water. We got that brown.